Minister for Foreign Affairs, Minister for the Interior, other Ministers of State, Chief of Defense Staff, Service Commanders, officers and men of the Armed Forces Regiment, Reconnaissance Regiment, officers and men of the Armed Forces, fellow Ghanaians, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very honored to be with you here this morning and to be part of this ceremony, which is of extreme importance to the military, especially to one of the vital arms of the Ghana Armed Forces, the Armored Reconnaissance Regiment. This is my first presentation of colors ceremony as Commander-in-Chief. And I'm reliably informed that this is the very first time in the history of the Ghana Armed Forces that this ceremony is being held for the Armed Reconnaissance Regiment. So you can see, it is an auspicious day for me. It means that the Armored Reconnaissance Regiment is now joined to me in a special way. For my future recollections of this day will always feature you. The ceremony for the presentation of colors, in tune with long-standing military traditions across the world, has been the sole preserve for units in the infantry. However, in line with the decision taken to present colors to deserving combat support units of the Ghana Armed Forces, we're here today to witness history in the making as we honor the Armored Recce Regiment with its own colors. The only other combat support units who have ever been presented with their own colors are the 48th Engineer Regiment and the 66th Artillery Regiment. According to the military, the colors of a regiment represent its honor and devotion to duty. They represent the fighting spirit of military units and are symbols of bravery and unity. As far back as some 5,000 years ago, the practice of carrying colors, both to act as a rallying point for troops and to mark the location of a commander, originated in ancient Egypt. In the Middle Ages in Europe, and in the chaos that characterized battles in those times, soldiers needed to be able to determine where their regiment was, and the colors of their respective regiments served that purpose. As we present you the Armored Recce Regiment with your own colors, I urge you to revere it and be guarded always by its undying principles of perseverance, unity, and bravery in the protection of lives and property and the defense of the territorial sovereignty of our beloved Ghana. The personnel of the Armed Recce Regiment are to be commended for their commitment to duty and their overall contribution to the Ghana Armed Forces since its establishment in 1963. For well over 54 years, this regiment has provided armed support to infantry units deployed on various national and international peace support operations. Indeed, I'm told that during the pre-independence era, elements of the Recce unit supported the Gurkhas regiment in battles here in Africa and in Burma in Asia. In those campaigns, the Gurkhas regiment earned honors in the Battle of Kamina in the First World War and the battles of Myong and El Wak in the Second World War. The active combat service thus entitles the Recce unit to the honors won by the Gurkhas regiment in those battles. It is for these reasons that these honors are duly inscribed on the regimental colors that have been presented to the armed Recce regiment this morning. Other honors earned in recent times, which have also been inscribed on the colors, are those of international peacekeeping operations in Lebanon, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Côte d'Ivoire. To the commanding officers, men, women, and civilian employees of the Recce Regiment, I am confident that you will honor and defend these colors at all times. The possession of the revered symbols must inspire you to greater service in defense of Mother Ghana. The Recce Regiment in the course of the year is set for deployment as the main unit constituting Ghana's battalion in the UNIFIL mission in Lebanon. It is heartwarming to note that our troops are held in high esteem by the world, and Ghanaian peacekeeping soldiers on international peacekeeping missions continue to make our nation proud. I've been informed that on 3rd May 2017, barely 3 weeks ago, Ghana Bat 5, Ghana's contingent of troops who are part of the UN's mission in South Sudan, put up an impressive display of bravery and tact as they repelled an armed attack on the temporary camp for internally displaced persons at Leer in South Sudan. I'm confident that these acts of bravery and skill will spell on the armored Recce Regiment towards achieving even greater feats during its one-year duty tour in South Lebanon. Officers, men and women of the Ghana Armed Forces, the traditional challenges to security, such as chieftaincy conflicts, land disputes, religious intolerance, ethnic conflicts and political rivalry, are being compounded by contemporary threats like drug and human trafficking, proliferation of small arms and light weapons, armed robberies, cybercrime, and activities of nomadic herdsmen. Today, the challenges to Ghana's national security are numerous, complex, and sometimes quite unpredictable. Nonetheless, and in the face of all these threats, you continue to discharge your duties equably and professionally. All of us owe a great debt of gratitude to you, the men and women of the armed forces, for being prepared to put your lives on the line to keep our nation safe, safeguard our sovereignty, and protect our territorial integrity. As the saying goes, you are the salt of the earth. As government intensifies its efforts to curb the illegal mining phenomenon, otherwise referred to as galamsey, that is polluting our waters, destroying our farmlands and forests, and threatening the very survival of this country, Ghanaians would continue to rely on the services of our security services, with the armed forces in the forefront, to help deal with the problem. I'm confident that, as always, the armed forces will rise to the occasion. In terms of military preparedness, government will actively support contemporary training methods that will not only keep you abreast of international military trends, but will also ensure that you remain the beacon of armed forces across the continent. We are committed to providing you with modern military equipment, which will complement the training you would receive. Government is also committed to enriching the human resource base of the armed forces by supporting initiatives that will provide further education for soldiers, sailors, and airmen to enhance further their skills at protecting our territorial integrity. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish in conclusion to commend the officers and men of the Armed Recce Regiment and the Armed Forces Central Band for the splendid performance they have put up this morning. It is truly an honor and privilege to be in the midst of the gallant men and women of our nation's armed forces. I very much enjoyed this morning's ceremony, and I look forward eagerly to the next. Thank you, and may God bless us all and our homeland gather, and make you great and strong.